Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump wants John Kasich to drop out of the race. He told reporters at a Milwaukee diner that the Ohio governor is, quote, taking my votes by staying in the race. Meantime, John Kasich setting his sights on delegates in the Northeast.
We're concentrated in those areas where we think we can do well, and we are very excited about heading to New York, where I've learned not to eat pizza with a fork, and we're virtually tied with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania.
Wisconsin's primary has 42 Republican delegates up for grabs. Hillary Clinton claims the FBI has yet to contact her about that investigation into her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State.
Back in August, we made clear that I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody might have, and I stand by that.
And Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders still at odds on when to hold a debate before the New York primary. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer calling on Amtrak to examine its procedures from top to bottom after Sunday's deadly train crash outside Philadelphia. More now from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Schumer says it's inconceivable that a backhoe was on a train track and was then hit by an Amtrak train.
That the protocols that Amtrak has used in the past, which is a 20-step protocol before anyone can be on a track, were not followed.
Two construction workers were killed, 36 passengers hurt in Sunday morning's crash. It happened less than a year after another deadly Amtrak crash near Philly killed 8 people and injured several hundred. Schumer, who's made railroad safety a priority, says sometimes human error is a factor. Otherwise, he says there's no excuse, and he's demanding answers. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
A suicide attack south of Baghdad kills more than a dozen people. An officer saying a bomber blew himself up inside a restaurant that Shiite parliamentary militia fighters often go to. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Google pulls a smartphone app developed by the Taliban, the company announcing over the weekend it's removing the app the terrorist group designed to increase its global visibility. A Google spokesperson saying the app is no longer available from the company's Play Store. Well, spring-like weather is nearly upon us, and with spring, for many, comes allergies. Group health allergist Mark Lachelle says if you can't avoid tree and grass pollen, you should first try fast-acting antihistamines.
If those aren't working, just in the past year, a lot of very good nasal sprays also became available over-the-counter. Those are all actually more effective than the antihistamines, but they're slower. They take 2 or 3 weeks, sometimes longer, of everyday use before they start to work.
Dr. Lachelle says you can also get allergy shots over a period of time if your symptoms are severe, though an allergy shot program can take years. Smartphone zombies appear to be the latest menace on our roads. The Daily Mail says that 75% of drivers say they've seen a pedestrian veer off the pavement because they're staring at their phone. There were 446 pedestrian deaths in 2014 because of lack of attention, and AA is worried that this is going to create a spike in the number of deaths and serious injuries on the roads. And the week off to a cold, snowy start from the Great Lakes to New England. Forecasters saying several inches of snow making the morning commute treacherous after the weekend's heavy snowfall. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Next up, Chef Bill's Table.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, let's take a look at local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Today's showers likely in the morning. A little sprinkle out there right now. High in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain in the evening, low around 26. Sunny on Tuesday, high in the 40s. Clear on the overnight Tuesday, low down into the 20s. Sunny Wednesday, high in the 50s. Likely showers Wednesday night, not very much, maybe late at night. Likely showers on Thursday, otherwise cloudy, high near 60. Continuing with a chance of showers Thursday night, Friday into the weekend. From here, looks all clear. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. I'm your host, Bill Kinslow, the chef here at Jake's in Flemington, New Jersey. Coming to you every Monday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Our little session about thoughts on food, food holidays, celebrations, anything else that we can kind of think of. So, food celebrations this week, let's see. Today's carrots, which... we'll touch on our topic for today. And the 8th is empanadas. Nice little dough stuff that could be either baked or fried. Many variations on this theme. Pupusas in Salvador. Cornish pasty, a calzone, a samosa, or even a good old American turnover. Anything held in a dough. And part of what we're going to talk about today would also go very well with your empanadas or pupusas. Fresh tomato day on the 6th, which in the Northeast, of course, seems a little bit early. But I'm sure there's some good hothouse heirloom tomatoes out there if you want to seek them out. So anyway, what are we doing this week? Well, actually, thinking about transitioning now from the root vegetables, you know, at the restaurant, we kind of phased out the roasted root vegetables, and now we're going with a little bit different squashes, carrots, radishes, nice little julienne, or thin matchstick cut, whichever you prefer. Cooks up pretty quickly, and even though the carrots were featured, I guess carrots, it's a good day to celebrate them. We can use them year-round. And the old carrot is good for soup, salad, side dish, main dish, dessert, carrot cake. So, pretty good for you. Anyway, so we did a special. We're trying to come up with a little summery chicken dish. We did a Caribbean, kind of like, I guess you would call it, could call it jerk chicken. It's not as spicy as that, but we made a similar marinade for chicken breasts, and we grilled it, grilled them, and wanted to have a nice accompaniment with them. Of course, the salsa always works. We made some coconut rice, and I made a vegetable slaw. It's something I used to make years ago. And you can use basically anything. I actually use a box grater for this, which is another topic for the day. An old school low-tech tool that really is a multitasker, as Alton Brown says. Instead of all these different machines that clutter up your counter space, a simple box grater will really do a lot of tasks for you. So I did a vegetable slaw, did a clear dressing instead of a mayonnaise. And I guess slaw is, we like them. We use several variations of it at the restaurant. And I guess with barbecue season coming up, grilling season, I mean, you know, standard coleslaw, always an accompaniment to barbecue. But there are other variations on that also that we could think about. With the old box grater, though, just as I was doing, we still use that a lot at the restaurant. We grate our cheese for our macaroni and cheese, for example. We buy a nice wedge of, or nice block of white cheddar, and then we actually shred American cheese, which it's hard to find a loaf of American cheese anymore that's not shredded. You go to the, or sliced, not shredded, I mean already sliced or pre-wrapped. The loaf is a little bit firmer. Probably, if you needed a substitute for that, a mild Colby would work, or a very mild cheddar. The American cheese is kind of modeled after cheddar anyway. But using the box grater, we grate the cheese fresh every day. And I found using the shredder, of course, you know, when you're doing hash browns or a rusty potato, potato pancake, anything like that, the food processor works fine. If you're doing a large volume, and you also need one that has what you call continuous feed, where the product doesn't go into the bowl, it goes out a chute into a bigger bowl, so you don't have to keep stopping and emptying out the bowl, starting again. And also one of my beliefs that if it takes longer to clean something than it does to use it, maybe you don't need to use that tool. If you're doing something that's only going to take a couple, you know, couple of products, couple of minutes, by the time you assemble the food processor, clean it, and put it back together, and of course you have to store it somewhere on the counter. So the box graters really take up very little space. I've had a fairly wide variety of them over the years. Of course, people know my profession, so they give me little gifts all the time. So we've had box graters. The standard four-sided one has a slicer, then a larger hole, smaller holes, and sometimes either a zester or a really fine grater that could be used for, say, a Parmesan hard cheese. And I guess the only other tool you need along with a box grater, say if you're using it for lemon or any kind of citrus zest, I know we have the microplanes now and they do a nice job. They're essentially a grater. But to get the product out from inside, of course, it's left behind. A pastry brush would work, or even keep a toothbrush on hand and just kind of brush out the product from the inside of the grater. They're easy to clean. They're usually stainless steel. I have a nice three-sided one. It does not have the slicer part on it. Slicer, unless it's very sharp, has to be used pretty much for soft food, although I did shred cabbage on it. Instead of slicing it with the knife, I made this vegetable, so I sliced, shredded the cabbage on the slicer part. I have a nice three-sided one that's from Oneida, and it's got a rubber handle on it. It's a tripod, and so it's got rubber feet so they don't slide around. The other variations, I mean, you've had, you know, you can get a grater that's just one side. You kind of hold it over the bowl. It's got extensions on it. You could shred into a big bowl. I've had those small ones that have a little cup on the bottom that slides on that you can actually measure with as you're grating. You know, it's just wide variety out there. But anyway, we've got a break for a couple of messages, and so we'll go into slaw. What is slaw and some variations on it and other ways to use the box grater? Chef Bill's Table.
Send it off in a letter to yourself.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Table here, Chef Bill. So we'll talk about the box grater. So, for example, one caution, I know the people that sell the implements on TV always say that the box grater was invented by the Band-Aid companies because everybody would cut their fingers on them. And you do have to be careful. Watch your fingertips. I always find when you get down to the end of something, actually your fingers should be parallel to the shredding part, not the fingertips. So you're just kind of holding it with your hand. And you can always use something else to maybe keep a little distance between you and the shredder. But it's really just being careful. I like it also, pulsing a food processor. For some things, really, you need to apply that pressure yourself because of the densities, different densities of the vegetables, whether they're cooked, raw, firm, soft. You may want to apply a different pressure. And also, the length of the shred. If you want a longer shred, like, say, with a carrot, you hold the carrot more up and down instead of doing it from the across the short end, the width of the carrot to the length. You can get a nice long shred with that. So let's say I want to make a potato salad. I'll call this my Adirondack potato salad, for example. So you have your cooked potatoes. I always like to cook them in the skin. And I use a high percentage of boiled eggs in mine. And our rationale was, of course, in commercial food, you're looking for, you know, control your costs a little bit and, of course, make a good product. Well, eggs, as it turns out, are cheaper per pound than mayonnaise. And actually, the more eggs you use, the less mayonnaise you need in your potato salad. So we've all had them that are kind of a lot of mayonnaise. And really, you just want enough to coat and season. And the commercial products, a lot of them will have sour cream in them because I think the acidity probably gives a little bit more shelf life. Well, in our dressing, we use lemon juice. Lemon juice is, of course, acid, which is going to lower the pH. It's going to make your environment a little less friendly to anything that might happen to it. And also as a salt substitute. Now, you find when you're cooking potatoes, of course, you can salt the water, but potatoes will take on a lot of salt. Problem is mayonnaise is salty also, and some people don't taste before they season. They just kind of sprinkle things on. So what we like to do is make our dressing, and we will use good mayonnaise, of course, a little dry mustard and paprika, a little onion powder and white pepper, and lemon juice. And lemon juice can, if you're watching your salt intake, of course, is a great substitute for that. You may need a little salt in it, but what I like to do is make your dressing separately. And this dressing, you know, quite frankly, if you're going to use it again in the near future, I mean, it will hold up for a while. It's just like making your own salad dressing. So we have cooked potatoes in the jacket, then we let them cool off. You can do it in cool water or just let them come to room temperature. And just a simple table knife, you can then scrape off the peels. So if you peel the potatoes beforehand, you lose a little bit more. And it's easier to peel these once they're cooked. And in the case of, say, a red bliss potato, you may choose to leave the skin on. Many people do that. So we have our potatoes cooked. We have our hard-cooked eggs. And, you know, for, you know, 3 or 4 pounds of potatoes, I mean, I would use a dozen eggs, even more. Make it good and eggy. It's good for you. So you have your eggs boiled, cool, peeled. And we need carrot and a little onion. And we do a little chopped scallion or chive and chop fresh parsley. So the box grater. Now, the table knife, you can cube the potatoes. Again, they're already cooked. You don't need anything really sharp. You can just cube them in your hand if you want, or you can slice them. And you don't want to cut them too small because you are going to blend this with a spatula. You're going to toss it a little bit, so the potatoes will break up a little bit more. And you want them to be fully cooked. I don't like the al dente potatoes. I think, you know, raw potatoes, I don't like that crunch. I like the potatoes to be fully cooked. So you have your potatoes diced up, and you have your dressing made. And on the for the eggs, you just need the slicing side of the box grater. You're just going to slice the eggs down through that because they're going to break up. Again, you want some good chunks in there, but they will break up when you're blending the salad together. Of course, shredded carrots, nice slight crunch, nice sweetness, good color. I like to shred some carrots in with the potatoes. And then what we do with the onion, instead of dicing it or mincing it, we grate the onion on the box grater. What this does is kind of purees it. You end up using a lot less. It releases some of the juice. We call them burpless onions because there's no big chunks in there. You could grate the onion into your dressing if you like to season that, or you could grate it right into your potato and carrot and egg mix. Again, a little chopped scallion, mild onion flavor, mostly the green part. And you just toss all your potatoes and eggs, vegetables together, and then add your dressing, mix it again gently. You don't want to crush everything too much. And you'll have a nice potato salad. And again, don't overdress. You'll find that that little lemon juice in there brightens it up, the flavor a little bit. And again, you won't need as much salt. So there's something, that little four-sided box grater, I use it for almost the entire salad. If you wanted your potatoes sliced thin, you could probably do those on the slicer part. The slicer part I don't end up using as much. Of course, I'm pretty good with a knife, so that accounts for something. But the egg, definitely, instead of having to have an egg slicer, you're not looking for perfect slices. You just want to kind of break it up a little bit. So the slicer works very well for something soft like the eggs. So what happens now, we've got our potato salad. I was making this vegetable slaw, and I was wondering, what is slaw? We end up, with several of them at the restaurant. We have our regular coleslaw, the simple mayonnaise, vinegar, sugar, salt, and pepper. We have what we call an Asian slaw, and that's with Napa cabbage and red cabbage. This dressing gets some rice vinegar, no sugar, a little salt and pepper, chopped cilantro, and just a bit of sesame oil, so it's very, very low fat. Sesame oil, very strong flavor, so you don't need much. It's more of a seasoning oil. And this is the slaw that we serve with our Thai chicken tenders. That's sweet and spicy red Thai sauce that you can actually buy in a bottle. It's very good. It goes very well with this slaw, and even in recent years, my family has become a fan of it. We always bring some tenders or make them for our occasions when we all get together in the summertime, and this Asian slaw has become a hit. Now, what happens is, as it sits, the acid in the vinegar bleeds the red cabbage a little bit, so initially it's kind of a, multicolored slaw. And then after a couple of days, it turns this nice pale, I guess a rose color, you could almost call it. It's pretty neat. And, of course, it holds up well. And it's a Napa cabbage, so it's a little softer, a little easier to digest, I guess. And also what we'll do with this sometimes on a Korean barbecue duck tostada, we take some of the kimchi, which is, it's part of it the way it's made. It's fermented, so it's kind of like a sauerkraut, but it's also like a salad. It's kind of a variation. If you think of a slaw, a coleslaw, translating from the Dutch to a literally cabbage salad, cultures have variations on these. And the kimchi would be the Korean one. That's, again, usually fermented. But we will chop the kimchi and mix it in with our Asian slaw. And it takes on, of course, the flavor of the fermented vegetables. And actually, kimchi in Korea, the spring variation, is not really fermented. It is made and eaten fresh. And again, it's a little salted, fermented vegetables. You got that umami going on there. Very good. Condiment called chow chow. Minced vegetables. Probably comes from the chayote squash that's in there, but that could be anything. Green tomatoes, cabbage, carrots, chopped up and pickled. Nice relish in this country. Piccalilli is an Indian style pickles in England. Jardiniera, although they're not sliced up so finely, but the pickled Italian vegetables that you see in the muffaletta, it's used in there, and we used to actually make a relish for the table with it. So many variations on slaw. Even on your classic Reuben, you usually get sauerkraut. If you use coleslaw on it, you call it a Rachel. There's barbecue slaw down south, the red slaw they call that, and you use ketchup and vinegar for the dressing instead of the mayonnaise. We've got a break for news, and we'll come back and look at some of these other variations on slaws and different ways that you can use your box grater, Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Ted Cruz leads Donald Trump in Wisconsin as voters in the state prepare to cast ballots tomorrow. A new CBS poll showing that among Republican voters, the Texas senator has 43% support compared to Trump's 37. Ohio Governor John Kasich a distant third with 18%. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders edging out frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who says the FBI has yet to contact her during an investigation into her use of a private email server while Secretary of State.
Back in August, we made clear that I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody might have, and I stand by that.
Amtrak resuming normal operations along the Northeast Corridor after a deadly accident that kills two construction workers over the weekend. Millions of leaked documents are pointing to an international money laundering network. The documents leaked from a law firm in Panama include the names of more than 70 current or former heads of state, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is, he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Hi, I'm Chip Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
back at the table here, Chef Bill, talking about our favorite, one of our favorite kitchen tools, the box grater and slaw. Gosh, if you are creative and, again, just need a guideline, the Food Network website, they have a heading, 50 slaw recipes, and it just kind of tells you this, you know, the name, like region or what kind of slaw, and then kind of gives you the ingredients that you would vary with it. And as I say, most of them you would include cabbage. Although, I mean, I did this five vegetable slaw that I did, so I used some regular cabbage, the green cabbage, and I actually grated peppers. You need good firm peppers for this, good green peppers. So instead of julienning them or chopping them, I cut them in half lengthwise, took out the, of course, the rib and the seed and the stem, and holding it on the coarse whole side of the grater, just press the peppers through there, and what happens is some of the skin gets left behind also, so you're actually kind of peeling it, and it keeps your hand from, of course, getting shredded up. Hold the pepper with the, not the palm of your hand, but your fingers. Hold your four fingers together and just kind of press the pepper, good fresh firm pepper. You'll get some nice shreds out of it. And what that does is also acts as kind of a seasoning also. You don't have big chunks of things in there. I did shredded carrot. I did radishes. And I actually used some really nice small zucchini and yellow squash. Now, when you're doing vegetables that have seeds in them like that, of course, with a food processor, you've got to, if you don't want the seeds, you've got to cut them in half and take the seeds out. With the grater, you're just shredding the outsides of it. Once you start hitting the seeds, you stop. And you turn, you know, to the next part where the flesh is and shred. We always shred from the stem. Stem end is the more solid part, so we try to use that first. But the nice thing, again, with this grater, you can control the length of the shred and almost the thickness by how much pressure you're putting on it. And these vegetables shred very easily. Now, my dressing, I wanted to keep kind of the same profile, the sweet sour, so I used rice vinegar, seasoned rice vinegar, which is a little milder and good flavor instead of the standard distilled or cider vinegar. And the rice vinegar dissolved with some sugar, probably you could use two parts vinegar to one part sugar by measure. And you taste it. You dissolve the sugar in there. And a little bit of canola oil kind of spreads things around. If you wanted to leave the oil out, I suppose you could. The oil really does help bring everything together. And then simply chopped cilantro and salt and pepper. I did put a little ground coriander in the second batch. It kind of reinforced. You don't want, you know, I don't want it to taste like salsa, but I guess any herb you like would do, depending on the vegetables. I think I've got some jicama coming in. That's going to shred up well into that. Nice little accompaniment for our Caribbean-style chicken. Again, not as heavy as a mayonnaise-based one. And these slaws, of course, they keep for a few days. And sometimes with a mayonnaise one, water leaches out of the vegetables and kind of dilutes it. It gets kind of runny. With a vinaigrette, which is really, you know, probably the original cabbage salad, this is more in keeping with what you do. You can find broccoli slaw out there, many vegetables. Some you can add fruit, you can add nuts, I mean, apples. Again, you want kind of an acidic environment for something like apples so they don't oxidize. But Asian pear would work very well, nice and firm. Many things you can incorporate into a coleslaw. Seems to be, I don't know, just kind of rediscovered this. The vegetables, you know, they're fine, tasty. It exposes more surface area. And truthfully, if you could do the same thing, you could have shredded or even a thin julienne if you like. But if you want to do a chow mein fun, you know, thin noodles, you see it on the Chinese menus, all it's shredded julienne vegetables. You could also shred vegetables and heat them up for a quick hash. I know with our hashed Brussels sprouts, of course, we slice those but again, grated carrot, grated onion. I mean, I do it with creamed Napa cabbage, for example, for a, you know, if you're, for a nice sauce slash veg for a fish. Again, you know, the grated vegetables go into that. I've done, potatoes. Now we have our rusty potatoes, which you can do with raw or cooked. I like cooked potatoes for hash browns or rusty. I like to cook the Idahos, actually, the nice starchy potatoes. Bake them instead of boiling them, so you lose a little bit more moisture. You get a much better browning that way. And if you're doing a rusty, simply shred them, form them into a little cake, or just make in the sauté pan, 10-inch pan, you can make one big cake, and you cook it very slowly. I use clarified butter. You could use oil if you want, olive oil. And let it settle and, you know, press it down and it gets nice and brown. You want to do it slowly. You don't want to brown it too quickly. And what happens, even with the cooked potatoes, they will stick together and hold together. If you use a raw potato, of course, you want to use them right away. Again, potatoes oxidize pretty quickly. If you shred them and put them in water, then you've got to squeeze them out. You don't want too much water in a dish like that. So the cooked potatoes work very well with that. But I've also mixed it up. Again, shredded potatoes and zucchini and carrots make kind of a little vegetable rusty. You know, a little more flavor, a little color. So again, a little box grater. You know, and you're not doing that much. You know, you have two or three potatoes. You shred them. Gives you a large surface area. You know, half a carrot and a zucchini in there. And you've got, you know, pretty soon you've got a big bowl of shredded vegetable that you can do something with. Well, I know we did last year or the year before, we did a restaurant, we little three-course menu. We wanted a variation of our chicken tenders. And, of course, the Gorgonzola dressing goes with it. So instead of the celery, I used celery root. And you could julienne it, matchstick it if you like, or you could shred it and make a celery root slaw. Now, with the celery root, of course, it oxidizes, again, pretty quickly. Best way is shredding it a little bit of, you toss it with a little salt and warm water and let it drain, then rinse it off, and it will kind of slow down the oxidation. But our nice Gorgonzola dressing, we always like our, you know, blue cheese, but use Gorgonzola. Again, we grate it on the box grater. The blue cheese gets it nice and shredded up instead of big chunks. You get a little bit more, you know, the dressing is more flavorful. I'll rest on 25 years of using it there. It's people's favorite dressing. But celery root slaw with your buffalo chicken or whatever you're buffaloing, as we call it. That hot sauce and blue cheese seems to be a endless favorite combination. All kinds of variations on it. We're even doing, as I said, the cauliflower now, and that works. We've got a break for a couple of messages and look at some other ideas for slaw and using your box grater, Chef Bill's Table.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's table here at 100inchamberradio.com. So what else? Using the box grater. Grating cheese. I actually found a cheese slaw. Now, I know we've all had pimento cheese, and I know you can buy the spread in the jar, but I like to shred my own cheddar, and American is the blend I use. Or, you know, you could do a Colby cheddar. That's with the mayonnaise, of course, the chopped pimentos. If you can't find pimentos, which usually they call them roasted peppers now, I found these, the kilo peppers, which are very nice. Very nice product to use, a little sweeter. But this cheese slaw apparently originated in Australia and Queensland, if I'm not mistaken. You see it down south, you see it, it's more like a, I guess, well, like pimento cheese, like a dip. And you use the Swiss cheese, shredded, instead of your American or cheddar or other ones. So, pretty good. I've actually used Swiss cheese in a salad. I did years ago. It was a Swiss cheese and mushroom salad. It was kind of, you know, something you would do, you know, in the winter, say if the lettuces aren't, or if you just can't have or don't like greens. And it was simple olive oil and lemon dressing, but nice fresh sliced mushrooms, a variety of them, and julienne, Swiss cheese, and you can toss it with the dressing. And the Swiss cheese holds up well. Some of the cheeses kind of start to get a little soft. Swiss cheese holds up very well. And you're not, I don't know if you're going to find shredded Swiss cheese out there too often, so you'll actually be forced to use your box grater and shred the cheese. So it's the grated Swiss cheese, a little grated carrot, and a mayonnaise dressing. Now, there's southern versions, and they'll use maybe some pickled pepper, banana peppers maybe, or jalapenos, or some fresh ones. But it'll be a little spicy. They'll mince up some of the pickled, some of the fresh pepper in there. And no cabbage, you know, maybe, I guess, broccoli if you'd like. But I think as a, you know, as a, another variation on a cheese dip, the old cheese slaw. Who knew, right? Just learned something new. Never thought of calling it a slaw or making a slaw out of cheese. So again, our box grater, what it's doing is also tenderizing. And I say this transition from the winter root vegetables into spring, you can kind of lighten it up and gives it a whole different flavor profile. Now, of course, this week, empanadas, what were you saying? Okay, the little stuffed doughs. So it turns out Cortido, C-O-R-T-I-D-O, in Salvadoran cuisine, is kind of a slaw that they will serve alongside of the pupusas, which is there, I guess, every, like we said earlier in the show, there's many variations on the little stuffed dough. Seems to be across all cultures. So the pupusas, actually one of my guys was making some the other day. He was mixing up some, he always keeps some masa there. And what it is kind of a thick tortilla. So you mix the masa with the water. And actually was using, instead of a tortilla press, he took a pizza tin with a wax paper and pressed out a rather thick tortilla. And then he put a little filling. I think he put some of our chili meat in there, but traditionally it would be cheese. You could put sometimes the chicharron, which normally is the fried pork rind, but actually what they will do is chop it up, some of the meat, little filling. So it looks, it's got a tortilla, and you put the filling in it, and then fold it in half, I guess, with, you know, like an empanada, and seal up the edges and fry it. It takes a little time because, of course, you got to cook the cornmeal. It is thicker, much thicker than a tortilla, but very good. And I could see little relishy shredded vegetables alongside of this. Be very good with the nice, fresh, hot fried cornmeal dough. Little filling inside, little meat or little cheese, and then have a little relish, a slaw, if you will, alongside. So, and recapping things today, so get out your box grater. There's many tools that have come out to do some of the tasks of this box grater. The mandolin, nice tool. We use it, Julienne. You have to be really careful. Those blades are very, very sharp. And you can almost, you can get thin Juliennes with a knife. Your knife skills are good. And actually, the more you do it, the better off you are. Practice, right? But the mandolin will give you your fine juliennes. Probably better for the fine slicing. Again, if you have trouble getting things the even thickness, the mandolin is a good tool for that. But, you know, it's, again, a little more money. And there's plastic versions out there that are pretty good. But you have to be careful with those little blades. The food processor, again, will do a lot of this work, but you need space on the counter. I guess when I moved into a place with a smaller kitchen, when I was in a big kitchen in my dwelling, I had room for all these tools. You know, you have your blender, you have your kitchen center, all these things, and now all of a sudden, without the space for all this, you have to store it, you have to clean it. Food processors or even a kitchen center like a KitchenAid. I had an Oster one, more made with plastic, you know, not as deluxe as the KitchenAid, but same idea, a drive unit that would do a blender, would do a food processor, dough hooks, mixer, everything in one. You know, nice. I mean, I guess if you want to have a centerpiece, if you do a lot of cooking, this one had a meat grinder, you know, sausage stuff or everything drove, like we do in commercial kitchens. You have something, whether it's a mixer or a buffalo chopper, that's probably the precursor of the food processor, the buffalo chopper. It's a big bowl. You see them sometimes when if you watch how sausages or hot dogs and things are made. It's a big bowl. And underneath the shroud, there's a rotating, very sharp blade. And the bowl moves around, and you can kind of see how finely your product is being chopped. And it actually is chopped. Done. It's an implement that, you know, of course, in a home kitchen would be pretty cumbersome. But in commercial kitchens, there's that bowl, and there's another drive unit that you can have. There's a hood, a shroud that goes on there with a vegetable slicer, vegetable grater. You can run many things off the same drive. But the buffalo chopper for mincing, I mean, even fresh breadcrumbs, and you just watch the bowl turns around and around, and when your product gets to the texture that you want, then you stop it. But, you know, the box grater can do a lot of these tasks for you. So, easy to store, and again, there's pick the holes that you want. If you don't want one with a slicer on it, then you get the one I have, the three-sided one, or get ones that have the openings that you want. We actually used to sharpen the coarse-sided one with a chainsaw blade sharpener. It's a small round file, and it was small enough to actually fit inside the holes of the grater. Now, this is something, of course, you have a little time. You know, we would just go out and buy another one, but my mentor up in Lake Placid, he said, he had this favorite grater, and he would just sharpen up the holes, and actually, he would get it sharp enough to be dangerous. So, anyway, enjoy that tactile aspect of cooking. Sometimes we relinquish jobs to machine, kneading dough, for example. All these things are very therapeutic, and it gives you a feel for the food, literally. So enjoy slaw. Enjoy the transition from winter to spring. You can still get spring flavors even with your last of the winter vegetables if you want to. So until next time, Chef Bill signing off. We got to run. Stay tuned for news at 100inchamberradio.com. Can you show me the shine of your Japan? The sparkle of your China? Can you show me Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva? I'm going to sell my house down. Bodhisattva, I'm going to sell my house down. And I'll be there to shine.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Ted Cruz leads Donald Trump in Wisconsin as voters in the state prepare to cast ballots tomorrow. A new CBS poll showing that among Republican voters, the Texas senator has 43% support compared to Trump's 37. Ohio Governor John Kasich a distant third with 18%. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders edging out frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who says the FBI has yet to contact her during an investigation into her use of a private email server while Secretary of State.
Back in August, we made clear that I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody might have, and I stand by that.
Amtrak resuming normal operations along the Northeast Corridor after a deadly accident that kills two construction workers over the weekend. Millions of leaked documents are pointing to an international money laundering network. The documents leaked from a law firm in